Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the Baptism of the Lord, 2025. The artificial intelligence era promises news-breaking solutions to the world's greatest problems. That's how people saw the coming of the Messiah thousands of years ago, as the advent of earth-shattering change. But as we contemplate the era into which Jesus the Christ was baptized, it seems it was his baptizer who was getting all the attention for acting as a loudmouth, who could be heard yelling, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." Someone yelling such a thing in today's pop culture desert would be considered irrational. Atheist and political activist Noam Chomsky might be expected to cast that first stone, but he told one interviewer that the people of faith whom he debates have a passion he admires. It is people who hold what I regard as completely irrational beliefs who are among the most effective moral actors in the world, in many respects, he told interviewer Adam Jones in 1990. Among those were Archbishop Oscar Romero and the four U.S. nuns who were killed in El Salvador in 1980 for defending faith against political persecutors. Fast forward 3 decades, and Chomsky now acts as a voice crying out in our cultural wilderness against artificial intelligence. The human mind, he says, is not like ChatGPT, gorging on terabytes of data to generate responses to scientific questions. No, it's an efficient and elegant system operating with small amounts of information. Its goal is not to infer brute correlations among data points, but to create explanations. In this way, atheist Chomsky is an unknowing creationist who stumbled his way into a rational argument for the existence of the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that got Isaiah to tell us how the Messiah would work among us. Not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street, a bruised reed he shall not break and a smoldering wick he shall not quench until he establishes justice on the earth. That's from Isaiah chapter 42. Justice has always been hard to establish anywhere on this planet, especially in areas resistant to it. Sunday's letter from St. Paul to Titus, for example, carries a calling not unlike the one Romero and those missionaries were voicing in El Salvador. Make way for the Lord. Titus was called to develop the church on the large Mediterranean island of Crete. Paul knew Crete's society was overrun by godless deceivers and heretics. Yet how does Paul tell Titus to counter those forces? With God's grace, which saves us and trains us to live. Temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's from Titus chapter 2. Paul reminds us that this Savior gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. But even John the Baptist wasn't sure the Jesus he heard about was the world changer he was imprisoned for introducing, the one who would quietly and efficiently baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, as Luke chapter 3 states. If John were baptizing today, he might find his evidence in the fact that a godless man like Noam Chomsky could be drawn away from the loudly rational artificial intelligence of this world and toward the genuine, irrational wisdom of passionate thought. The fact that the Holy Spirit of Archbishop Romero and those four nuns could kindle a flame in his godless heart proves there's still hope a conflagration could overtake this lukewarm, rational world. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.